Okay, so Judith, you have the floor. Shall I time you?
Sure, yeah, I'll put a timer on too, maybe a couple minutes prior to the end. That would be good.
Yes, will do. Okay.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Judith, and I am a compulsive overeater, Al-Anonic, and a false selfaholic. And yeah, I've been discussing these kind of issues, not issues, but concepts quite a bit in the last few weeks. And I think I may have even shared on it at in a regular OA meeting in America recently too, because it intrigues me. And so I like to take some of the lines out of the book and just really see where I'm at with them. And of course, We Agnostics is a great chapter to go back to check how am I doing with that. So I'm going to talk about a couple of things based on the liberation of our thinking. And so on page 51, it says that we were so unsatisfied with life, but we'd had such biases about life. And that's probably because my thinking got so stuck. It got stuck as a young child. It continued in my youth, my childhood, my teenhood, my adulthood, and right into my recovery even. And certainly it hadn't massively changed, even though I was sober. I certainly had some recovery in Al-Anon. I had some recovery in food addiction. But I wasn't sure where it says page 51, the consciousness of the presence of God is the most important fact of my life. So this has been really, really important to me, really the most important thing to me, which is what is the source of my unsatisfaction, and what is the source of the presence, not like my presence or my consciousness. It's the consciousness of the presence of the God, like whatever you've got, a he, a she, a it, a nothing, a something, and it's everywhere, it's wherever. It doesn't really matter what it is. It's just I had to go look and investigate the source of a few key things, certainly my fixed ideas. And I've got much more insight now to the fixed ideas. But as we know, knowing doesn't really have you much at all. It gives you nothing in the end. But I at least know from steps 4 and 5, I know where my nature went wrong. I know where I got confused and followed an illusionary version of a Judith. But I am more interested now in the consciousness. What is it I'm aware of? And the presence, like it's here, not there, right now, not tomorrow, not in 10 minutes, like even while I'm acting like a complete ass, and or whether I'm being a very nice person, is here. It's here in the background. And so this intrigues me a lot, and most of my spiritual following that I do and teaching, like where I go to get my teacher's insights, are there because they're there to help me. Where it says page 52, the first full paragraph, is because I really need complete liberation of my thinking, like complete. So I am really ready, and I am really willing, and I stay alert to it most of the day now. I really want to, and then sometimes I go running down a different lane. And it's all driven by I've got to, I must, I have to have. It's like an old, very old point of view that if I don't get that, my life will be unsatisfactory. I will suffer again from lack. But what I usually miss on that is that I must already be feeling like I'm suffering a lack, or tension, or because I've just traveled down a lane that I swore I wouldn't want to go down again. And it can be about anything. I wish somebody would do what they said they would do. I wish somebody would show up on time for something. My electricity went out, and the whole street went out, and it's like they came to fix it. They fixed it, then it broke again. It was like it's minus two. That one I didn't get on any bandwagon. I just watched my friend up the road do it for me, and it was like, okay, he's doing it. I don't need to do it. Like, he's really on it. He's really pissed. Like, and I was surprised that I just was like, okay, well, let's learn how you live with in the dark and the cold. And it's quite interesting, really. And but anyway, the thing is that it's really clear that that I think the entire set of steps now is about identifying this lack and resistance to life, and then being readied to change my point of view. And there's nothing like 4 and 5 to change my point of view. Like, that really helps, because I can see, well, 3, 4, and 5, how absolutely diabolical life is when I'm living in lack and resistance and going down the thinking alley. It's always dark and freezing cold down there. So this is really very important to me now, very, very important, because I don't know how much more this body or mind could bear of the kind of anxiety I suffer from when I am in my self world. It's horrendous. I mean, it's really horrendous. And I'm already fragile from years and decades of that. And I certainly don't know how much my body could handle the kind of binge eating I was doing at such a horrific state. I could gain 10 pounds in a matter of 3 days. Like, that isn't good either. Like, but it's not really about that. It's more about, what is it that I have been pointing to with my view and my ideas and my thinking that could have a revolutionary change? And I don't know why I had that written at the top of page 51 next to We Agnostics, or we should call it revolutionary change. But I do know, like I just said, like, the futility of my existence, or the futility of me trying to stand out from, which is existentia, the Latin term of existence. I wrote it right here for some reason, because I think I was trying to stand out from the world. And it's not necessary. The only background of everything I'm coming to terms with now is the great source of the power. It is a higher power. It is that which is, and it has never not been, or could never not be again. And the everything of that, or the allness of that, the isness, it just is for me, is bringing me to a very, very different point of view. And the other day I woke up, as I do often with the 3 o'clock going to the toilet, which is fine, I'm menopausal, it's what happens. But it's like I woke up and I had another one of those ping, and I realized there is only one point of view. Oh my God, I thought there were multiple points of view. Like, you've got a point of view, you've got a point of view, they've got a point of view, that's got a point. There's only one point of view, because if that which is looking through me, since it created me, it knows what I'm, it knows everything. Or am I saying, you know, it only knows a bit, doesn't quite know Judith? No, I come from that being, I was made by that, I am known by that, I am that. It, God, I'll give it that term because it's easier for people to grasp, its point of view is this. This is happening right now. And its point of view is this. So why am I resisting it and feeling like it lacks something? Oh my gosh, this woke me up. Like, but then I started smiling. I was actually smiling in the middle of the night. Like I couldn't go to sleep again because I was very excited about it. I know that sounds very strange, because I used to get more excited about a pair of jeans than this stuff, you know, but it was like, wow, is it possible? I mean, perhaps everybody else in program got it, but I didn't get it, because I was stuck behind some other, like, focusing on why have I got this other point of view, or why am I so feeling lack, or why am I resisting, or why does my head chatter all day long? Why doesn't it shut up? Am I a sick, you know, sicker than I think I am? The reality is no, there's just a little bit of old ego just jabbers on, and it just does this little jabbering, but it's doing it with the background of God's point of view. Like, if God didn't want it like this, it wouldn't be like this. And that includes, you know, I was looking at a plant. I have this beautiful plant here that my friend gave me, but she died. The plant has outlived her. And I look at that plant, it's like a memorial for her. And I really, my heart is so touched by the color is pink. It was her color. She asked everybody to wear pink at the funeral. She knew she was going to die from cancer. And it's like, you know, I could go down that hole with my thinking, like, why her? She was such a bundle of life and blah, 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 blah. But it's like, because that's just nature. It does funky ass things, but it just does, you know? But it's the same point of view. It's coming from the same point of view as, let's say, Andy's incredible jazz music. It's the same point of view. Something gives Andy a skill and creativity. I'm just picking on you because I'm staring at you and I love your music, that it comes out, you know? And so look, something else came out of my friend. Anyway, so it's just helping me really see that, wow, if we're talking about there's only one point of view, and all I have to be is aligned with that in every moment I can possibly be, knowing too I'm a being that is human that will probably go down a few rabbit holes, right? And build this depth of relationship, as somebody said the other night, I think it was on Monday, like the relationship that really stood out to me with, for me, it's not even with, it's just like that the relationship is and cannot not include me. Like, it's blowing my mind. Then these bedevilments, these ways of living, the being of life, then it will be a little bit easier to swallow, no matter what comes my way. And so, I don't know. I guess that's really what I've got. Just that it's on my mind, and so I talk with sponsors, sponsees and guides and people who are teaching me and really asking about this. Well, I'm really sitting in the silence more of it. Like, it doesn't have to do anything because it already is, and it doesn't have to, like, ask my opinion, even though I will give it my opinion multiple times a day. But it just says when many hundreds of people, because they only had hundreds of people back then, are able to say that the consciousness, the awareness of presence, it's the presence of God, like the power, that it's here, it's today, it's the most important fact. And I'm feeling like slowly but surely my that there is liberation, that there is some freedom, that when I have 10 thoughts and I'd like to act on them, occasionally I spike, I must say, and I don't act very nicely. And sometimes I have a little jabbering back at my, it's like thinking with a little jabbering of Judith going back and forth. It's enough already. But I am being slowed down to such a pace that I'm wondering, like, that's just a bunch of thinking, or suddenly my, you know, in my chest, I'm gonna have some feeling. It's like, no, you know, why don't I, this is old furniture, why don't I call the furniture removal, they can take it away. But I don't want to resist it. I don't want to start fighting with myself. So I'm not fighting with myself. I'm allowing it to come in and pass through, and sometimes it gets a little stuck, but I'm just open to, like, there is an incredible promise. This may be the most important promise of the whole big book for me now. The liberation of my thinking. Like, wow, of our thinking, of any thinking, but certainly that which goes on in my head. To be free of attaching myself to that as if that is God, this is the greatest freedom of all. Then why would I ever possibly want to overeat? I mean, I only overeat because I got so bogged down by my head. I couldn't handle the pain of my chest and my body. And then I just stuffed it down with as many calories as I could. But that's not an issue now. Like, for 98% or 99% of the time, that doesn't seem to be a bit of an issue. It's just watching or looking for evidence that my thinking is real or it's not real, or it's just passing by like clouds in the sky, or, you know. So my teacher said, it's like, I'll finish on this. It's like, right now I see you on the screen. Right, I see you. I see all the activity on the screen, but it is the screen which is holding this image. And that's the point of view, that the screen is always there. I wouldn't see you without it. And that is just opening up my heart. Like, I want to see from the point of view of the screen, or at least, at the very least, be so aligned at all times, as much time as possible that I have here, that I can align in that seeing, which is not my thinking, in that thinking, which is not my thinking, and in that which is just this, is but without a big Judith sign going off with neon lights, because that's how I live my life, to be sure I existed. But I don't need to live so much like that anymore. I exist in, of, and from that which is the power of God. So, yeah, so that's been on my mind recently. Thanks. Pass.